Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the great epics, the weapon that was used to defeat the enemy was held as the great trophy from the war. Think of King Arthur and Excalibur. Think of Lord of the Rings and the sword that cut off the finger of the enemy and got the ring back. The weapon of our Lord is the cross. He clearly wielded it much differently. Instead of the weapon trying to gain back control, gain power, so as to bring peace from that way, instead, our Lord humbled himself. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he humbled himself, the point of becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. This emptying of self, this humility, by this Jesus Christ destroyed death by his own death, and he destroyed sin by his own death. This is the great victory. The fact that every church is made beautiful so we can worship God, and in that beautiful church is set the instrument of torture, should not make sense. But Jesus Christ used the cross as the weapon to win us back by destroying the enemies of sin and death and to gain triumph. In our suffering, Jesus came low, became man, and even became man to the point of dying. But by that suffering, in that death, he transformed the suffering into love and transformed that into triumph. This is the way of the Christian, because this is the way of Christ. The Lord has showed us the path he would have of us. And there is suffering involved, because there's love involved. Because the only way to triumph and the glory of the resurrection in heaven is through suffering and love. As Christ went that way, so we must go that way. But he will give us every strength we need to walk that with him. The Lord went there first, and by the Father sending his Son out of love for the world, the question of what we are in God's eyes is over. It's been answered. The question of what God thinks of us, there's not much more to say. He has loved the world and loved us in it, period. There's no point in questioning it. We can talk about it, and we should, as long as we can, and praise him for it. But God has said who we are in his eyes, loved and worth dying for. Lastly, we find in our hearts the pain, the suffering, the confusion, most especially with recent events. On the cross, our Lord reconnected, bridged the gap between heaven and earth, but also bridged the gap between everyone else on the earth. On the cross, our Lord brought all back to him. He destroyed death and sin and reunited everything else in his person. We bring everything to him. And the cross is not only the trophy of the Christian, we're meant to enter into it. Every time we pray, the sign of the cross is not simply, I'm going to start praying or finish praying. It is that. But it's entering into Jesus' cross, that Jesus died for us, that Jesus destroyed our enemies for us with the cross. And now he gives it to us to wield, to carry with him, because by his cross, he brought us life. And so us, in our suffering, in our pain, in our confusion, whatever it may be, we make the sign of the cross, or even just a little mark of the cross over our hearts. We do that, we unite our suffering, our pain, our confusion with his, and it has power. The power the cross had was what it took to bring us to heaven. And so our suffering pain is joined to Christ's, and it has the power to destroy our enemies of sin and death, and it has the power to bring life to others. The exercise this week, in our pain, confusion, our suffering, make the sign of the cross. It has power. We're not burying our heads in the sand, of course not. But we begin there by making our suffering effective, bringing it to the only one who has power to transform suffering into love, and then transform that suffering love into triumph. That's what Jesus did, and that's what Jesus wants to do in us too.